If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First, it's free. Second, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm Hannah, and I'm honored to be your host along this journey to stronger faith, holiness, emotional restoration and healing, and deliverance for the millennial woman. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our hearts in pursuit of a life that is distinct, set apart, and built on the practical foundation of God's truth. She is walking in power. She is walking in freedom. Without a doubt, all will know that she's marked. In episode 000, we talked a little bit about the vehicle podcasting and some of my motivations for podcasting. In this episode, 001, we're going to be digging deeper to talk about the vehicle makeup. What is this podcast really all about? Who is it for? What is the challenge to us as women of God? And why she's marked? Welcome back, ladies, and happy November. I hope that you all are doing well since our last episode. I recently got back from a women's conference. It was in Providence, Rhode Island, and it was the Women of Influence 2019 conference. And I am feeling so full in spirit. I'm really happy that I took the time to get away to rest and to be filled up so that I can pour back out into the lives of others. Some of the dynamic speakers that were there were Hosanna Wong, who is one of my personal favorites. I've been following her for over a year now. You can find her on YouTube. She also goes by the name Hosanna Poetry. She was really dynamic to just watch and observe in her gift and her talent that the Lord has given her. The other speakers were Vanessa Hall. She's based out of Texas. Chrissy Dacko Cole, who is based out of Sacramento. And the director of the conference, who is Kristen Cossey. She was really powerful to listen to as well. So just being able to just step away and fellowship with other women, it was truly a blessing. And I am excited to be back. So let's get right into it. I have been of the Christian faith all my life, but it's only recently that I've begun understanding and abiding by a lifestyle of holiness. There's a difference in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and living for Him. Living for Him means a life laid down. Believing in Him is, well, just that. Believing that He's real, believing in His deity, maybe even believing in the Bible. However, there is so much error when we never progress past the point of simply believing. Many people come to a halt after believing Him and accepting Him in their hearts. It's almost like we're convinced that lip service is enough. So we go through the entire gamut of repentance. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Come and live in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Done. Then we're back to the regularly scheduled program. We go on to live an underdeveloped, self-driven, lukewarm, oilless life that looks much like it did before coming to Christ, only now with some religion sprinkled on it. After a while, our religion can't hold up under the weight of life, and we begin sinking under doubt and despair, thinking that God has either forsaken us, He's lied, or He isn't real, and the falling away begins. If we're to keep up with the facade of religion, or if we're able to keep up with the facade of religion, we remain as tiny babes in Christ for years upon years after becoming saved. There are no signs, no miracles, no territory gained, no progression, and no fruit. We couldn't stand up against any wile of any devil, and we couldn't persuade anyone of anything. We go on living a mere ineffective existence. It isn't enough to simply believe. That is the necessary starting point, but there's more to it. Holiness is all about being set apart. For many years, I lived with a metaphorical Christian emblem around my neck. Yes, I believed that Jesus was the Son of God. I believed in the deity and divinity of Christ, that he died, rose again, and was returning. I believed and held to moral and ethical standards. I attended church, although at certain points in my young adulthood, it wasn't always regular, but I went, you name it, I did it. However, I was also lukewarm and very much in control of my own life. If I was angry enough, I cursed without thought. My conduct did not always immediately reflect my faith or my beliefs or my convictions. I was drowning in vanity. I was consumed with my appearance. I was laboring in vain and in the name of Hannah. I had deep emotional wounds, sores, unforgiveness, grudges, anger, depression that eventually led to lots of self-pity and just a cloud of regret that I was living under, and fear and a lot of deception. I would always feel convicted, but this was the way that I lived. I couldn't fathom what true surrender was, and to be completely honest, I don't know that I would have been willing to do it even if I did fully understand it. You see, I wanted the benefits of Jesus, but I also wanted to do me. I wanted to make it big, build an empire, leave a legacy. I had some things to prove to myself, and I had some things to prove to others. You see, you can make history and never experience breakthrough. You can build an empire and dwell in bondage. I remember watching VH1 growing up, and do you all remember the True Life series? Those were always my favorite. It gave you the chance to see the truth of what many celebrities were living through, even in their fame and glory. It was oftentimes jaw-dropping and very unpretty. Making history never ever healed or addressed many of the wounds that existed before these celebrities' outward come-up. Many stories told of rejection, fear, addictions, and destructive behaviors that these people could not seem to escape. The societal focus has always trained and tricked us to dwell on the outward. Our most fragile inner parts, things like our hopes, our aspirations, our vulnerabilities, our identity and self-worth, our spirits, have been dependent upon what we can establish outwardly. Things like our relationship status, our degrees, our bank accounts, how many organizations and boards we serve, how many businesses we own, how many countries we've traveled to, our follows, our likes, our events and engagements, our social status in circles, our appearance. I could go on and on. We have used these things as a compass in determining our worth, our identity, and our placement in life. So the minute one of these things shakes, we shake too. We have bought into a story that these things build us and define us. We have bought into the notion that we have to establish these things in order to be established. We work to the bone for things that could never get us through the darkness of life. Why? We are so accomplished, yet we can't pray authentically for 5 minutes, far less more pray demons away. Are you all hearing what I'm saying? This podcast is for ripping the lid off of lies. The only way to get through darkness is to illuminate and expose it. In John 8:12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." I believe the hardest thing for us to face is reality. But the word says in John 8:32 that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You see, the light reveals what is there. So this show is about illuminating for the purposes of breakthrough, which then yields a life of freedom, holiness, and stronger faith. As women of God, we are light bearers. We are warriors. We have God-given authority and we are marked, ladies. In knowing this truth, we are reminded that we are to be holy as God is holy, and holiness is about being set apart. Light doesn't look like darkness. It is the exact opposite. We have to be set apart and stand out because we are marked, marked for a purpose and marked for the kingdom. When people look at our lives, they can see without a word that we look like Jesus, or at least they should be able to. Blogger Luke Lefevre put it this way, and I quote, "God's goal in setting us apart is not about taking us out of the world, but about him taking the world out of us." And that is from his blog post entitled "Set Apart" over at allornothingblog.com. My prayer is that this podcast will be a vehicle of breakthrough and rebuilding for God's daughters. I want you all to ask yourself this question and think about it. Are you allowing God to take the world out of you? For those of you who are Christians, those of you who are believers, are you allowing the Lord to take the world out of you? Worldly concepts, worldly conditioning, worldly trends and tastes. Are you allowing him to do that transformative work? Or are you like the young Hannah who wore that Christian emblem like an accessory around her neck? Take some time to really think about that and be honest. Whether you're honest or not, the Lord already knows. But take a moment to be honest with yourself. Like I said, reality is one of the hardest things for us to face. But the word says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So I think the beginning steps are to be honest with ourselves so that we're able to surrender and confess those things to the Lord. My prayer again is that this podcast will be a vehicle of breakthrough and rebuilding for God's daughters. Some of the areas that we'll touch on over time will be emotional healing and restoration, spiritual warfare, lukewarmness in our personal lives and in the church as a body, and lifestyle topics as it pertains to women. So parenting, relationships, marriage, communication, purpose, identity, and wherever else the Holy Spirit leads, really. The women who listen to this podcast need advice, clarity, and direction. They need reminders and accountability. They need relief, love, comfort, and peace. They need sisterhood, validation. They especially need truth, deliverance, and biblical principles. These women need godly knowledge, perspective, and tools. They need awareness and identity, and they need strength, hope, structure, and discipline. In closing, I'd like to share a passage from Ephesians 5:7-14, and it reads, "For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. But all things become visible when they're exposed by the light. Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." That's it for today, but the journey continues. Visit shesmarked.com for more episodes and to check out the Marked Life blog. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, tell a friend, and share. Remember, the word tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. As you go through this week, remember to walk as children of light.